The database the county clerk's office uses double-checks similar names for similar dates of birth, and if they believe two records belong to one person, they'll merge them. However,
even the best system can't catch everything.
Salt Lake County Election Director Roseanne Mitchell says there are some records they don't have. They didn't require driver's license numbers or the last four digits of a person's social security number until after 2000. But if the county accidentally sent you a second ballot, do not fill it out and send it in. That would be voter fraud.
We would go in and send that up to the district attorney's office for them to investigate.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.